dear. You want my input on something? Of course. The foreign delegation? I still agree with your diplomatic advisor on that. I think it's best to wait. We don't want to rush into this. Let them come to us. As for the upcoming feast preparations, I think we should stay the course. What was that old saying? May love and wine their rights maintain. Oh, and the Economic Council as well. Of course. You handle the military, let me take care of the economic. You know that I'm better than you at handling those insufferable nobles. Must you leave? My Emperor, have you not done enough for today? You have capable advisors. Let them handle the remainder of tonight's affairs. Come over here by our bed and sit with me. There's something I'd like to share with you. That sounds ominous. No, dear. It's nothing bad, I assure you. Quite the opposite, really. I wanted to explain how... My apologies. Locking eyes with you like that, it seems this is more difficult to express than I had expected. Yes, right. Okay, I suppose I'll just start. The other day, I had a realization. It was during the celebrations for our 4th anniversary. Do you remember the turnout? It was such a stark difference from our first. There were so many people, and everyone seemed so much happier. And I do mean everyone, you and I as well. As I recognized this, I was suddenly reminded of how far we've come as an empire and as a couple. We've already accomplished so much together. It's only been 4 years, but, well, just look around. Our nation has never been more peaceful and prosperous than it has been right now. We've prevented a war, stamped out a plague, and nearly doubled our crop yields and brought the southern city-states into our fold. Obviously, we can't take all the credit for that, but we should be proud of what we've done. I think we can both recognize now that we couldn't have accomplished any of this without the other. It isn't a secret that the first years of our marriage were rough. We clashed often. Never in public. We were both too dedicated to our positions to jeopardize anything. We didn't listen to each other, didn't consider the other's feelings. Our happy marriage was just a show that we had to put on whenever the court was watching. But I don't know if I could ever say that I hated you, but is it fair to say that we resented each other? Neither of us wanted this marriage. I feel terrible saying that now, but it's true. Early on, I thought you were a tactless oaf, a brutish man who lacked the intellect to rule, and you thought I was... What did you call me again? A prudish meddling hen better suited to the library than the throne? Well, don't worry. I don't harbor any resentment over that. We both said awful things to each other. Besides, your insults became rather creative towards the end. I suppose that this proved my point about you lacking intellect. Our marriage was determined years in advance, a burden that was thrust onto us without any regard for our own feelings. Leading a country, well, saying that it's been challenging would be a terrible understatement. And if you can't turn to your spouse, the person that you should be closer with than anyone else, well, that burden only gets worse. Sorry. I know that this is rather heavy, but I'm not dredging up the past without reason. You see, that realization that I had? During our anniversary celebrations, I realized that I was genuinely happy. I wasn't putting on a show anymore, and I started thinking, when did that happen? When did I stop acting? I can't pinpoint any specific place or time, but I kept thinking on this, and I came to this conclusion that we've both fulfilled our responsibilities to our nation, and our country has prospered greatly for it, but I find myself wanting more than that. I don't want to just be satisfied with our nation's progress. I want to be happy for us, together. We didn't get to choose this life together, but knowing you as I do now, if we had a choice, I think I would have said yes. No, I know I would have. Do you feel the same way? You don't know how happy it makes me to hear that. I think this might be the happiest I've ever felt in my entire life. I don't even know what to say at this point. Just please kiss me. My emperor. No, my love. Tonight and for all of our nights to come, I am yours alone. As you hold me closer to your heart each and every day, pursuing me from sunrise to sunset, I will not deny you, not when we choose to love each other. That right is ours, and ours alone. Now kiss me again. This is going to open up a whole new world to us, isn't it? I'm getting excited just thinking about it. Touch me. Let's explore each other and find all kinds of things that we didn't know about. I think I've found a weak spot. You're actually rather ticklish, aren't you? Let me just get this dress out of your way. There. Your fingers feel wonderful on my shoulders, darling, but I want you to go lower. That's better. Do you like playing with my chest? I certainly like touching yours. I'm very much looking forward to getting more familiar with your body. Your touch is so slow and sensual. I love it, but I want more. Give me your hand, love. Let me guide you. There. Can you feel me, lover? Feel how wet I am? Feel what you're doing to me? I can feel what I'm doing to you. I can feel you poking me. Stand up, lover. You're overdressed. Let's free you from those pants. God, what a wonderful sight. You're incredibly hard, love. Would you like me to offer you some relief? Oh, it's so big and so hot. I love it. I can feel you throbbing in my mouth, love. Do you feel as incredible as you look? Your expression on your face really says it all. I'll try licking it too. Does this feel good? I think you're enjoying this tremendously, my love. Tell me, do you enjoy seeing me like this? The empress of the most powerful nation in the world, on her knees like a common whore, with your hard dick in her mouth? I felt you shudder from that. Did I catch you off guard? Maybe you thought I wasn't capable of such language. This is only for you, darling. You're the only one who deserves it. Yes, I agree. I can't wait for you to make me feel this good. But I guess it will have to wait a bit longer. I know I can endure it. Lay down on the bed, my love, because I need to ride you. Right now. Oh, God. Yes. Let's take our time. and thoroughly enjoy this. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, this is... Oh, God, this is the best. I love it. I fucking love you, and I love fucking you, too. You're licking my nipples now. No, no, don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Oh, come here. I want to kiss you while I'm riding you. Keep moaning for me, my love. Let me know what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. I want to know what it is to love you in every sense of the word. Are you nearing your limit, my love? I'm getting so close. I want us to come together. Hold out just a little longer for me. Oh, God, yes. Yes, please. Come with me, I'm so close. Fuck. Oh, God. That was beyond anything my dreams could have imagined. I love you. I love you so much. Maybe it's finally time we made an heir or two. Now rest, lover. And when you're ready, it's your turn to take the lead.